with Rick Roth, the diversified farmer here in the Glades area. Rick, a couple things. One is the Harris Moran and H.M. Klaus, the seed tour out here on your farm today. How important are these things to participate in?
Well, it's very essential. One of the biggest problems we have today is that most people don't understand agriculture anymore. They're two or three generations removed from having somebody in their family that grew crops. So it's very important that agriculture continues to explain and show people what they do. Because when we show you what we do, then we have your support.
One of the interesting things you talked about here today with the seed folks that are visiting and the journalists from, actually European journalists as well as the U.S. ag journalists here in the field was the value of having seed trials from the companies here in your own crops that they take back to the greenhouse and produce seed for you guys.
Absolutely, because this is a unique farming area. You have unique soil and unique weather conditions, and so being able to have them select varieties that are grown on our fields in the EAA, whether it's sweet corn, green beans, radishes, lettuce, that's very important to us.
You know, we're in a huge salad bowl here in South Florida in the Everglades ag area, and you guys are survivors. You mentioned to this crowd today the constant battle of a full generation since the late 80s and the original lawsuits on this whole Everglades water issues. You guys following science. Give us a quickie version of that statement for our audience.
Well, the bottom line is we have a simple agenda, and the environmentalists have a simple agenda. Our agenda is we're going to reduce nutrients coming off the farm. We're going to reuse fertilizer applications based on science and experiments and technology. They have an agenda that is based on no science, and actually the amount of phosphorus going down to the Everglades now is actually low enough that it's actually starting to hurt the wildlife population. That we're actually starting to starve the population of phosphorus.
Where do you stand? The legislature's just in session. I know you've been very active over the years. Your biggest concerns going into this year, I know our Ag Commissioner Putnam is pushing a first ever really total water plan for Florida. It sounds like he's getting a lot of subscription to that.
Well, we all know that that Florida is going to come back. Our economy is going to come back. And particularly like this year, I got to believe that people in Boston are going to move to Florida. 8 foot of snow, we have the best weather, and as more people move to Florida, water is going to be the big fight of the next decade. And I think the legislature is smart to start addressing that.
Any other concerns going into this year's session that you know about?
Well, we have the Everglades Foundation beating the drum to buy farmland, and the good news about the farmland in the EAA is the rules have always been willing seller, and U.S. Sugar has no desire to sell farmland for Everglades restoration or to create a river of grass. We all know the science is there. It shows it wouldn't even work anyway because you've got to clean up the water down to 10 parts per billion. You can't just have a flowway from Lake Okeechobee to the Everglades with no filtration. So we know it's a stupid idea. And that's probably the biggest argument in the legislature this year is going to be whether to buy U.S. Sugar. And I don't think anybody has any appetite for that. We'd much rather talk about doing stuff north of Lake Okeechobee, cleaning water before it goes into Lake Okeechobee, protecting springs and protecting lakes and other bodies of water all throughout the state of Florida.
A lot of people talking about taking care of the land we already own, invasive species taking them over, and the state not having the dollars really to take care of those. And maybe that's a better spend of the money.
I think you ought to take a look at how much land the water management districts have bought and not used for the purpose they bought them for. I think it should be required that they sell them back at the same price back to the original landowner, because they're buying land just to buy land.
Excellent. Appreciate you, Rick. Thanks so much.